David Self Motors.
It's not based on credit.
Okay, is this David?
No, it's not. This Chuck.
Oh, hey, Chuck. Is David there?
Let me check and see if he's still here. He was earlier.
Sure. Okay, thanks.
If he's here, who may I say is calling?
Oh, yeah. This is Ja with Bank of Cardiff.
Thank you.
Check us out at davidselfmotors.com. Thanks for calling David Self Motors in Winnie, the home of warehouse prices. Please hold and be prepared for great service. Our one-stop shopping at David Self Motors in Winnie gets you warehouse pricing on top-quality used cars, trucks, and SUVs. Plus, non-warranty service on all makes and models, oil changes, paint inspections, and a whole lot more.
We send it to 8460 Baldwin.
Hello.
Hey, David. This is Ja with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Who?
Ja with Bank of Cardiff. Yeah.
Okay.
Probably not. Well, I sent you a pre-approved finance offer about 2 weeks ago. Do you remember seeing anything from us?
No, I don't.
No.
What was it?
It was for 2 days. So it was for working capital and some equipment financing. What do you have coming up that needs some financing?
It's so weird that you call me. I'm scared that you're in my office. I'm working on some working capital assessments.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm doing, so.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, that's why I was, and I've never heard from you, so I'm caught off guard, so.
Oh, well, actually said the offer was about 2 weeks ago. It was like a white envelope with a gold crown on the upper left-hand corner. So you're actually in the process of applying?
No, I'm not applying. I'm evaluating.
Oh, okay. What are you looking to do?
Well, my business has grown.
That's good.
Tremendously. And we just got hit with the worst flood on the 12 counties around my dealership that I've had for about 13 years. And
wow.
If you watch the news in Sabine River up here in Southeast Texas. So we have tons of flood people that are going to buy new tractors. It's going to take about 6 or 8 weeks, and we just don't have enough. When they come, our business will jump. So this little business is about, I think, $9 million a year. So
okay.
Anyway, I'm just looking to make sure we had plenty, you know, to working capital, which is a key to life.
Mm-hmm.
And all that kind of good stuff. It's just so strange you called. It's totally
That's
funny.
So funny. Like, I called you right when you're doing it.
Yeah, I'm sitting here, you know, it's 4 o'clock, and my comptroller's went home. She's, I've had enough. I said, well, okay, good.
It's like, I'm going to finish up then.
I'm just going to see if I can go through a little bit. So what do you, and you, I don't remember the name of your company or anything, so
okay.
I want to know term rates, you know, what's
sure.
all that stuff.
Sure.
We don't pay fees up front or whatever that is. That's crazy. But anyway.
Sure. I can explain a little bit.
Two and a half, you know, maybe 200. I don't think we need 3 at all.
Mm-hmm.
We like monthly terms because that's what we can afford. But we
okay.
when we get really busy, then we may pay it off in a year or two. It just depends on how we
mm-hmm.
how we really go. So we're a pig iron company, which means we sell tractors and cutters and, you know, things you do on the farm. So our
right.
assets are... I have a Napa store in with my other store. 2 locations, fixed to have my third in Beaumont. So,
oh, nice.
That's kind of the gist of the deal, which is,
okay.
But we look at it, but if it's just, and I know y'all try to make a lot of money, but, you know, we just have to look at it.
Sure, of course.
You sent me an envelope? You sent me an, email? What'd you do?
I sent it via snail mail to the P.O. box, so maybe that's why you didn't
get
it.
To me. Just send me an email at davidselfmotors.com.
davidselfmotors.com,
yeah.
motorswith.s.com, perfect.
Yeah, then I'll kind of look it over a little bit, then I'll pick up the phone when I have a lot of time.
Okay. Sounds good.
So
let me just give you...
I'll be kind of the end of the day here, so...
I know it's the end of the day right now.
What state are you in?
I'm in California, so not too far off from you.
Oh,
San Diego.
It's 2 o'clock?
It's 2 o'clock, yeah.
Yeah, okay, well, it's 4:15 here, so...
Yeah, yeah, it's getting a little late for you.
Well, I just... This flood is just... I got people out, and it's just been kind of crazy right now. So I don't know if you even know the kind of flood we had out there in California, but it's pretty bad here.
Yeah, well, for us, we don't really get flooding, but when we get rain, it floods. Like, no matter what type, like, how much rain we get, our roads get eroded. We get, you know, roadblocks. It's pretty crazy.
We
but
20,
otherwise, we don't get much.
22 inches in 10 hours, and the Sabine River runs about the length of Texas all the way in Louisiana, and it flooded from Lake Charles to San Augustine over to Tyler.
That's crazy.
Parts south side of Beaumont, so we're 12 counties were declared disasters by...
Oh, wow. I didn't even know about that.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to look it up.
Crazy. Yeah, it's all the news type thing, except for the morons, you know, shooting people in Belgium.
Yeah, exactly. That's like everywhere, and then also like, the election
I don't
and all
that. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that there was like some blizzard also over in East Coast. I think
yeah,
yesterday.
I saw that. Yeah.
Or something like that.
Of course, we're in the agriculture business, so you know, weather's our life. You know what I mean?
Right.
So we always watch the rain, weather, and hail, and all that, because we're a bunch of, you know, farm people. So, all right. So send it to me on email.
Okay.
I'll look it over, and then tomorrow is Friday.
Hmm.
So sometime about 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay. Call you at
one
tomorrow.
I may be at my other office, but give us some information, and I always call everybody back.
Okay.
My P's and Q's, but I want to kind of look at it because if it's something that I just don't want to do, then we're out. But
right, exactly.
We'll qualify and all that kind of good stuff. It's just so weird that you call. I think that's.
It's like I read your mind or something.
I know. That's scary. Okay.
Yeah, no wonder you sounded so surprised when you picked up the phone.
I was. Everybody's gone home, and I went, wow. So we kind of start a little early. Okay, so we're around one tomorrow. But email that stuff to me, and
sure.
Be somehow to contact you. If I get a little time, I'll call you and say, okay, talk to me about it. Cause
okay.
I don't waste your time. You waste mine. But that's,
right, of course. Yeah, sounds like we can definitely do this.
Well, we'll look at it and see. I'm looking open-minded if it's... Something's not too crazy.
Right, exactly.
So strange. So, okay, and I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time pronouncing your name. What is your first name?
Ja.
Ja.
Kind of like J-A-H, if you want to, that's how it would sound like. So,
I didn't mean to be rude, I just couldn't.
Oh, that's okay. It's okay. My coworkers still spell my name wrong, so.
I wouldn't spell J-A-H, I promise you. So. Okay,
yeah.
That's great. All right, let's talk tomorrow. Appreciate you. Bye.
Okay, sounds good. I'll send over some info.